It's time for Sidepod Chat, by far the best of the Tilka tracks.
Hello and welcome to the lesser spotted Sidepod Chat.
This is another one.
It's another one. It's the first of 2011, though.
Yeah.
And we're going to start as we mean to go on. It's the season hasn't got going yet, and we're already getting the band back together. We're going to have a conversation about matters pertaining to Formula One. We have a full house. We have a full house on the line today. We've got Mr. Stephen Roy.
Good evening.
And we have Lukey. We have first time caller Ubaid.
Hello there.
And we have Turkey Machine.
Well, hey, hello.
I hope all of you have brought your opinions and thoughts on what's been going on in Formula One of late, especially, and I think this will be the question of the day, Bahrain.
Yeah. Explain the concept of the show.
Oh, shall I? Yeah. We've not done that. If you haven't listened before, if this is your first Sidepod Chat, it's a 10-minute show on one subject, and we try not to deviate. We try to stick to the point, and we try to answer Formula One's biggest questions. And we provide, this is the thing with this chat, is we provide answers. We come here equipped with our opinions. We know how to fix Formula One if only people would listen to us.
But more importantly, I have a buzzer.
Oh, yes.
So when 10 minutes are up, they really are up.
We don't do verbose on this show. It's succinct, it's to the point, and we're going to answer some questions. Do you have the question that needs answering?
Let us get started. So obviously today we are going to talk about Bahrain. I don't think anyone would suggest calling the race off was the wrong move. So the question is, if it was up to you, what would you do about the missing Grand Prix? Would you put it later in the year? Or what would you do with it? Let's start with Lukey.
What I would do is I'd just drop it from the calendar now. There's no point in putting it in at the end of the season, because the last 3 weeks, if you get it, the logical thing would be to put it in between Abu Dhabi and Brazil, but that's just going to be mental for everyone in the world, literally. But they had to drop it. It's the right thing to do, but let's just leave it till 2012 now.
If they ran three races back to back, as you're suggesting, then would you be able to watch? Would you be up for watching that much Formula One in quick succession?
No, two of the races would definitely be terrible, so maybe not.
Come on, it can't be as bad as NASCAR.
Ooh, okay. Are you suggesting that three Formula One back to back races, one of which is going to be at Abu Dhabi and the other at Bahrain, is not worse than any NASCAR race?
I have, unreserved opinions about cookie cutters and having three consecutive races and them doing 35 of them, pretty much weeks in succession. And they only have two breaks in the season at all before the off season. So, yeah, that's.
Formula One only has one break, though. Would you put the missing Grand Prix in that summer break, or where would you put the Bahrain Grand Prix now that it's missing from its starting slot?
I'd just drop it based on last season, but that may just be me, and I maybe still be bitter at the fact they butchered the circuit, so.
The other question is, if it was a different race, I mean, are we saying we just want to drop it because no one actually likes Bahrain? If it was Australia that was having trouble, would we be more likely to put that in later in the year? What do you think, Stephen?
Well, unlike most people, I actually like Bahrain. I think it's by far the best of the Tilka tracks. Last year they made a complete mess of it by some moron adding eight corners to it one after the other, which just killed it. But Bahrain has actually produced some decent races. But given that all we have is a summer break and, you know, somewhere in the end of the season, I think you have to take it out for this year. You really don't want to extend the season. But I think the big problem here is we've got all these races in countries where you've got, you know, an elite minority running the country, and sooner or later, you know, the majority are going to sort of kick up and cause trouble because there's so much money floating about with the elite. But Bernie's obviously decided he prefers dealing with these sort of people, and, you know, you could end up one season losing five or six races off the calendar, and then what do you do?
That's a good question. Abed, what do you reckon? Do you think Stephen's onto something there?
Well, personally, I feel that, you know, this, at the end of the day, Bahrain could actually recover some of the losses if you hold the Bahrain Grand Prix towards the end of the season. That's point number one.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, it could actually serve as, by that down, hopefully the entire situation could be diffused and the Grand Prix can actually serve as an advertisement that everything is fine in the country and you can revisit us again next year. Ideally, I don't want to extend the season. I do agree with Steven on that point, but at the end, I think Bahrain deserves a little bit more in that case. I mean, it's quite a decent track again, so I think it deserves a little bit more after what it's gone through.
So you wouldn't like to see it, you wouldn't like to see it missing from this season.
Ideally, if the Grand Prix has to be cancelled, it has to be cancelled. It can't be replaced. I didn't see a point of Grand Prix being replaced just to have 20 races in a year. But ideally, Bahrain should be there on the calendar just to recover the losses. I say, I think Grand Prix is an expensive sport in first place. So if you're cancelling a race, then you know it's a big blow to the circuit organizers. Something has to be recovered over there. That's what I think.
Presumably, Bernie gets to make the decision about what happens with the missing race. Do you think?
That's a quote. Now you're looking for facts. Who does make? Well, the FIA will claim that they are responsible for the calendar, so the FIA will have a say in this, and they claim to be negotiating or have been negotiating on this, where what happens to Bahrain. And that's a good question I will put to Lukey. The FIA have been silent until today. They were the lesser, much like Sideboard Chat, they were the lesser spotted FIA. Do you think the FIA maybe could have done more to do with the Bahrain situation, or do you like the idea that they're hanging back and not creating headlines?
It wasn't the sport pulled out of the country. The country pulled out the sport. And it should have been the other way around, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm.
It should have been, the FIA should have... I mean, it took them, what, a week to decide? About a week? And, you know, it's...
It took a week for Bernie to wake up and smell the coffee.
If Max Mosley was still in charge, it's unlikely that the FIA would have taken such a backward stance. Do you think it's better that John Todd is taken this quiet and almost invisible role? Same question to Stephen.
I think Max spent his whole time at the FIA doing what Bernie told him to do, because that's why Bernie put him in a job. I think Bernie called the shots on this. He really has... You know, the FIA officially do the calendar, but it really comes down to him. I think the sort of having the difference between Todd and Max, I don't think in this issue is that great. I think the one issue you've got putting this on later in the year to try and recover money, though, which Abed mentioned earlier on, is a lot of people are going to lose hotel, you know, money on hotels and flights, and they're not going to go and book it again. So it's questionable whether they'll make the money back later in the year. I guess the only way they can do that is stick it back to back with Abu Dhabi, and then you minimise travelling costs. But I really think Bernie should have pulled the plug on this as soon as the trouble started there, and it was obviously going to be more than just a sort of flashpoint and then calm down. At that point, he should have pulled the plug and said, look, we're going to take the pressure off this, instead of that effectively been creating pressure on the streets of Bahrain, because it's making the people angry that there's going to be a race there. And in that situation, that's, you know, it's downright criminal to do that.
I would like to pass that question to Abed, actually. Bernie hasn't come out of this situation looking very good at all. Maybe not as strong as Turkey Machine suggested.
Just 3 minutes left, just a quick warning.
Okay, Bernie hasn't come out of this looking too well. Almost everybody, unanimously, be it media, be it fans, be it teams, wanted to call it a day a lot sooner than Bernie did. Do you think he made the wrong decision leaving it so late? Could he have done it a lot sooner?
He probably could have done it a lot sooner, but I think Alex Wills made an important point on his Twitter account. He mentioned Bahrain turns into a contractual matter. I'm just reading this out. First, a party to cancel the race would lose cash. I think that's what governed the decision in the end. He didn't want to cancel the race because he would have lost the cash otherwise. And he left it to the organizers themselves. And the organizers had to cancel the race because the protesters actually wanted to have the race cancelled in the first place. At the end, Bernie was trying to save as much as money as he could. He wanted his 20 races in this calendar year. Unfortunately, it didn't happen. Whether Bernie is to blame or not, to a certain extent, he is to blame. And more importantly, the FIA as well, they didn't intervene at all. And today's statement that they actually came out with was a little bit contradictory. I mean, if they were concerned about the safety of the players involved, they would have cancelled the race themselves. I mean, they issued a statement stating what the FIA is Formula One's governing body and is responsible for the international calendar as well as all matters of safety relating to the stakeholders involved in Grand Prix racing.
I think, sorry, if I just cut in for a second there, I think had Bernie cancelled the race, I don't think there would have been a contractual issue, because there's a force majeure clause where if there's something like civic unrest, they can pull the plug on it without a penalty. So I'm sure there's a force majeure clause. I was discussing this with Ali and Ora yesterday and I've forgotten what it was, but something like 60 days before the race, any sort of, you know, uprising or whatever, then the race can be pulled without a penalty.
Interesting. Okay, I like you quoting on the show already a star guest. I think we're gonna have to get you back for the next Side Pod Chat.
It's more facts than we do.
Absolutely, you've done research and everything. You should be hosting this. Lukey, then, your thoughts on the FIA?
40 seconds left.
We've lost Lukey.
Perhaps those are his thoughts on the FIA.
Lukey, sum us up. Are you still there? Can you sum up the show in 40 seconds?
Well, the right thing happened in the end, and the FIA should have done something quicker.
Remember, this is probably a blessing in disguise. The actual personnel involved in Formula 1 didn't really want 20 races, so the fact they've got 19 again for 2011 is probably a blessing in disguise.
Interesting. I'll add one question to that, actually. I'll put this to Stephen, because Stephen and Ubaid, have we got time to get two more in?
The buzzer.
The buzzer's already gone. The buzzer. Just very last quick question to Stephen and Ubaid. I got the impression that F1 Media was some of the first to want to pull away from Bahrain. Do you think that there was some misgivings within Formula 1 that it was a 20-race calendar and that any excuse to bring it down to 19 would be grabbed with both hands? Stephen first.
There's certainly some misgivings that there's a 20-race calendar, but I think once that had been decided, then people would have gone along with it. I mean, it's the old thing about KK Rosberg's quote, which really isn't suitable for transmission on this show. But basically, when the green light goes on, people turn up and race. And that goes for media, fans, whatever. So, no, I don't think they deliberately started chucking scare stories around to get out of it. I think they were genuine in their comments. And I think some of the comments, particularly by Joe Sayward, have been fabulous, some of the posts.
And Ubaid?
Well, I don't see the point of having a long race calendar in the first place. I think Max Mosley a couple of months had pointed out that, if you have a long race calendar, I just got a quote over here. He mentioned, in my opinion, there's too many Sunday afternoons to expect people to dedicate to Formula One. At some point, it starts to become a little tiresome. And then if you start skipping a race here and there, it can quickly become a habit and it can snowball in terms of TV ratings. Then that kind of sums up. You don't really need 20 races. I don't see the point of having a longish calendar. And if the Bahrain Grand Prix was cancelled, it's probably a blessing in disguise.
That is perfect. We went slightly over time. I do apologise
like you
for ignoring your buzzer,
this is
Christine.
The succinct podcast, and then you ask two more questions.
I was enjoying the conversation. I was enjoying it. Are you guys happy with that?
Yeah, no problems.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for joining us on this Side Pod Chat. We always appreciate your input. We should plug, actually. Does anyone have any blogs to plug? I know that Lukey, you have a blog, right? Where do people find more Lukey?
Blog at toada.co.uk. T-O-A-T-A. There's an A.
like toaster, but with a lot less letters.
And also, Ubaid, you have a web. It's more than a blog, isn't it, really? It's a massive website, but you do have a website you can plug.
Yes, that's f1bus.com.
It's a fantastic website. I could spend many hours there. Highly recommend it if you haven't seen it before. We did give you a plug in the last podcast, but we were more than happy to give you another because you have been excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
Stephen Roy doesn't have a blog yet, but he's going to get one soon.
You've been saying that for years.
I've heard that story before.
Turkey Machine, do you have anywhere on the web that you exist or anywhere that you can plug?
Find me on Twitter, twitter.com/turkey_machine. I used to have a blog, but it seems to have disappeared into the depths of nothingness. I occasionally do guest posts on side podcasts, which you may find soon.
What a legend. You guys, thank you very much. You're all stars.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Bye-bye.